Well, we're going to continue chatting with Winfrey. Fascinating. Plus, we'll take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Winfrey. Win, as we were talking about miracles, I want to wrap that up for a little bit. Then I want to ask you a question about some music that I understand you you have done.
One thing I asked them after this hurricane thing happened,
yeah,
I said, can you guys stop a nuclear weapon from going off? And they said, if enough people ask. They monitor our realm. And so I'd like to get about a million people on my Sunday call when we do this. And those of you that are listening, I go to my website and look for the conference call notifications and check out our Sunday call. It's free. We have an archive section with 1,000 calls. And when people start feeling the energy, they start going through it. Not only do we have great information, but there's this amazing energy on the call that starts releasing people's patterns. People go through shifts and changes that they didn't think they would ever go through. So that's I think that closes the miracle thing. We do have sometimes people getting healings. I don't like, a lot of times people have to be on the call for a while. When I was first on your call a couple years ago talking about this,
yeah,
I had 100 people show up to say, tell the Elohim to heal me. I said, oh my God, how am I going to handle this? I don't know, I got through it. But it's like,
all right, now tell me a little bit, before we go to calls, tell me a little bit about this music that you have put together.
Well, you know, I got to tell you a little background here.
All right.
Fast. I'm going to go through a dot, dot, dot. You know Michael Horn, right?
I know him well.
Do you know that years ago, I was like a stumble-bum troubadour traveling around the country playing music at coffee shops and colleges?
That I didn't know.
And I walked into a bar in New York City in Soho, and there was this wiry guy playing music who was awesome. And we got to know each other. You know, that was Michael Horn, okay? And I came to Los Angeles. There's a whole story here, but I'm just doing dot, dot, dot. I actually slept on Michael's couch. He lived in Venice. I brought home a homeless woman who was on the beach in Venice and to eat dinner. Michael ended up marrying her.
No. The homeless woman?
Well, she was really a beautiful woman. She was just going through a hard time. And he had her kid. And then Michael and I wrote some songs together. And Michael and I have the most strangest synchronistic relationship. If you're not familiar with Michael Horn, he is the Pleiadian Billy Meyer representative.
He's the Billy Meyer rep. That's right.
Right, right. And So what happened was, we were both in Hollywood and struggling to be successful songwriters. And I had some songs recorded. Michael was making his own songs. We were working off each other. And I was writing songs with a very famous songwriter at the time. Remember Holland Dozier Holland, George? You ever hear them?
I sure have.
The Motown songwriters. Baby Love, The Supremes, The Four Tops. Brian Holland and I, now some other show, I'll tell you that he and I had another lifetime together that I I learned about recently, because we had so many synchronicities tying us together that he gave me the key to his office without a contract and said, use my stationery to get your songs out, okay? Amazing relationship. And Michael, To make a long story short, I had a song get stolen that became a big hit, and
what was that? Can you want to tell us?
I don't want to tell you. Okay.
Would we know it?
You would know it. Yeah.
Oh.
And
tell us.
No, I won't.
Hum it.
No.
All right.
But now, the reason it got stolen. Now check this out. Is that I was sending all my songs out under the Holland Brothers stationery, and I felt very protected. Michael called me and said, somebody at BMI said we should send a song to this publisher in Nashville. And so we put a tape together and sent it to the publisher. And And they said they weren't going to use anything. And then about 4 months later, people started calling me, congratulating me on my hit song. And I went to buy the album, and it was published by that publisher in Nashville.
And you never got a dime.
Well, it didn't have my name on it. It had their staff songwriters on it. And, you know, what happens in the music business is, in those days anyway, a publisher would have staff songwriters that have the key to the office. They'd come into the office. They'd be working on stuff. And there's all these tapes piled up. And I'm sure the staff songwriters played a tape, and they said, what a good idea. And they rewrote it slightly. And so Michael took me out of the music business. I freaked out. I totally freaked out because it felt like my life was totally magic.
It was over after that, right?
Well, I said, I got to make some money. I didn't worry about money at the time. I just said, I had so many miracles at that time of synchronicities. But I don't want to talk about it.
All right, well, I want to play just a little bit of a song that you did called Give More Than You Take. Let's listen in on this. It's Wynn's work. I just want you to hear it. Then we're going to come back and take calls. Let's play it, Nathan.
I've been learning lately what love really means. How to give myself to you and leave behind the schemes. Wondering how much I was gonna win or gonna lose. All the golden Fort Knox just won't cure the blues. But when you give more than
all right, now when are you singing too? Are you doing all this?
That's me, yeah.
Good for you. You should keep at it.
Well, I got a link up on my website for Wynn's Music. And I put a little album together, and, you know, anything that's on my website, especially if it's a download, if somebody goes there and puts the discount code Georgian, they get incredible discount, okay? Whatever it's listed at, try it, you know.
Okay.
Things that are
without the code, no discount.
Right. You got to put in George. It says discount code. You put update. And like, we have a workshop that's $19, and it's down to $6 or $7. I just did it because I want everybody to be able to afford this stuff. This is like, you know, this is life-changing material, and you know, we have our pendants there. The same thing, you know, this idea that the Elohim can project energy into this realm. You know, 3 years ago, I decided I needed to make some money because Terry had to pay her mortgage. She was living in a house in Sedona, and we were running out of money. So I imported some of these pendants and put them in a local health food store, and they started flying off the stands. They were like energy pendants.
Yeah.
And put them in another store, and the guy was really skeptical. He put them in there, and he said, Wynn, I don't know how you're doing this. People are coming in the door, and they veer right to your little display. I don't know how you do that. And then I said, oh, my God, they're helping us. So, you know, go to my website. If you go to on the top of the intelligent-infinity.com, there's a little link to the pendant site. And you'll see all the amazing testimonials from people that are wearing these pendants, and they're $34 on the web. And if you put in George, it goes down to $25. If you get two of them, it goes down to $22. And it's just, all my stuff is so crazy, I can't even believe it myself, okay?
Well, good for you. All right, let's take some calls now for you. Let's go to first-time caller Tammy in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. Hi, Tammy. You're on with Wynn Free. Go ahead.
Good evening. Oh, actually, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'd like to say first, you have a really great singing voice, so if this energy thing doesn't work out, you could always fall back on that. Secondly, I'm new to the Coast to Coast AM, and I've been listening to it faithfully for like 2 weeks now, and I really enjoy it, but all that aside, I wanted to just say something first, that I believe in that energy. My mom died in 2009, and her leukemia went terminal, and in preparation for her dying, I was having a talk with her, and I said to her that it was really important for me to know that she's still out there in some form or whatever. So when her time did come, if she could just come back and give me a sign or something. And it was about a month later, and it was like 3 a.m, and I was washing my dishes because I couldn't sleep. And out of the corner of my eye, down the hall, I looked, and there was, all I could think of was like this orb of energy. And it had her profile. And when I looked at it, I immediately knew it was my mother. I felt this like rush of love, and like she almost passed through me. So I understand, and I totally agree. I'm loving tonight's conversation. I mean, I've been trying to tell people for years all the things that you guys are talking about, and I'm getting looks like I'm crazy. You know,
you're not crazy, Tammy. They are.
Well, you know, when you start talking about, you know, like I watch Morgan Freeman and I watch all this stuff, and when you start watching, you know, you start talking about possible aliens or time travelers, or not even that, but just different dimensions and, you know, universes, and this being, like he said, a hologram, but we're stuck to a hologram. People just kind of, yeah, okay, well, whatever you have, do you have any extra, you know, whatever drugs you're taking? But my main question is, actually two, I need to get your website again because I want to join in on those conferences.
All right, let me tell you, there's a link right at our website, coasttocoastam.com, takes you right to Wynn's website. So
okay,
it's right there, right under his name.
And you said Sunday was your group. Well, and also, when he, this is why this is sinking so much. When you let him read that one little testimonial, that's me. I lost my job. I've been trying to get employed. And so it's like, yeah, maybe this is, I don't believe in coincidences. You know, I think it's, I just don't. I mean, you know.
We don't either. We never did.
Things happen for a reason. And so I just think that tonight, and yeah, so that's it, gentlemen.
Okay, Tammy, thank you. And Wynn, if you want to react to a little bit of what she just said, go ahead.
Tammy, I would guess that you're somebody from another dimension that's in this realm, and that's why this stuff resonates with you. And the one thing I've learned myself, I'm on George Norrie and I'm talking about this, but out in the world I've learned the way to communicate interdimensionality to other people is through love and radiant loving and smiling. And once people feel good energy from you, then they're interested in the other stuff. That's the trick. If you try to push, you know, give somebody a philosophy, they think it's negative, they think you're crazy. So it's like in being ordinary that it communicates best.
When, as we get close to Christmas, we're going to do a lot of shows on spirituality and miracles and angels. There's something there. There's something to it.
You know,
here's my question, though. Do we create it, or is it already out there?
What's out there is part of our creation, and we're part of its creation. Everything is one, so everything interacts. You know, you mentioned Christmas, and I promised I was going to mention this. Some other time I'll tell you the longer story. But the short story is, there's a guy that I ran into about a year and a half ago. His name is Dr. Terry Friedman. He wrote a book called The Man Who Walked with Jesus. And he had all these memories of having been Matthew. And Jesus came.
Wow.
Jesus came to him and said, hey, I want you to set the record straight of what actually happened since you were my chief scribe. And I have his book on my website. I went through a lot of stuff testing him, testing the feeling of his story. In fact, you know, if you want, I'll send you a PDF of the book. You'll blow your mind because it is so loving, and it doesn't have any religion. I'm not going to put down religiosity, but it's not religious. You know, one of the things he said a lot of things that blew my mind, but that when Jesus knew he was going to die, he said, I don't want you to start a religion. I want you to go out two by two and minister to people walking through the towns. And that Peter, and see, I'm going to get in trouble with religious people, but Peter didn't listen to Jesus. And, of course, the famous quote, on this rock I build my church. But is that true? Maybe it's not true. I don't think you have to believe anything. But the one thing about his book is it radiates this beautiful, loving energy of, imagine you could be with the disciples and be a fly on the wall watching them. That's how it's written.
Okay? Well, you know what? I've always been told, if I, and asked, if I got into a time machine, where would I go? Mm-hmm. That's a time period I'd want to go back to. I'd want to witness all those miracles. I'd want to witness all those incredible things happening.
George, I'm going to send you the book. Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go to Trey now, driving in Arkansas. Trey, you're up with us. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Trey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to share a story I had while listening to y'all's show. Always remember that Albert Einstein quote says, coincidences are God's way of staying anonymous.
You got it.
And I drive a truck at night, and not long ago, around the 4th of July, my brother turned me on to y'all's...
Well, you thank your brother.
You know, where I could start listening to it all night. And one of the first ones I went to was the David Wilcock Synchronicities, Past Life Experience, and Reincarnation. You know, it was one of the first ones I went to. And before that, I'd been listening to a lot of audiobooks, and I was listening to one called The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Anyway, during that episode, he mentioned a Dostoevsky quote, and I thought, that's kind of odd, you know, I'm listening to that book right now. And but I hadn't heard the quote part. Anyway, and then I hung up the phone, I turned off the radio. The next day when I got back my truck and put back in the Dostoevsky book, boom, it's like right there where I started was the exact quote that he said. You know, it was the devil and God are at war, and the battlefield is the heart of man.
Well, when we got a minute left before the break, Trey, thanks for calling. Synchronicity, how does it work? Why does it work? 1 minute. Mr. Wynn?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got 1 minute. Well,
yeah.
It works because part of us doesn't live in our bodies, and we're not aware of that. But that part of us that doesn't live in our bodies is floating around and doing all kinds of stuff in other dimensions. And when you can become random and spontaneous and follow your intuitions, what happens is you tune in to that part of you in other dimensions, and you don't even know you're tuning in. You make a split-second decision, and wow, how did this happen? I have loads of stories that, of my own experiences. George, one thing, Michael Horn, do you know,
Don't ask me now because your minute's up. We'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, it's A Wonderful Afterlife. That's right. Richard Martini joins us for a couple hours, followed by Open Lines, and then we'll be ending the program with a special tribute to the late Dolores Cannon. That'll be all our Friday night and the Saturday morning show on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back with Wynn Free, and of course, the rest of the calls as well. Back to the Elohim for a moment, Wynn. How many in the group? Did we ever get a count on how many are participating here?
Millions. You know, sometimes...
Millions?
Millions. I don't know how many they assigned people. You know, I could... I don't want to do this because it's like, it's not the appropriate... Maybe sometime in the future, we could do an experiment. And bring their energy in. Uh-oh. See, all I have to do is say that. Boom. They start short. Did you feel the shift when I said that?
I did not.
You didn't. I did.
No.
I'll bet some people out there felt it.
What kind of shift?
They're paying attention. But because of the way they honor free will, they're kind of on the edges. And on Sunday call, we just bring them in full force. And
well, I want you to do an experiment on your next time in.
Yeah, I'll do it next time in, and we'll see if we can't get an experience. You know, you left before the break. You talked about synchronicity.
Yeah.
I told you about Michael Horn, and he actually inadvertently stimulated my stopping playing music. Okay, I was so freaked out, and my life totally fell apart. And I got to tell you, in the year 2000. Michael sent me an email. I was writing for a metaphysical magazine
He sent me an email about Sai Baba. You know who Sai Baba is?
Sai Baba. I've heard of him. Yep.
Sai Baba having sex with some of his male disciples, okay? Michael was kind of against gurus and thought they were all corrupt, okay? So I read that email, and I said, I wonder who wrote this. And clicked on the link. Guess where I ended up? David Wilcox's website. Mike, now that's a synchronicity. I don't understand it. But Michael took me out inadvertently of my music aspirations. And years later, he sends me an email randomly, and I end up on Wilcox's website. And that's when I interviewed Wilcox for the magazine I was writing for, which
and
led
the
to
book.
Writing the book. Okay.
How about that?
So
It's all synchronicity, my friend.
It's all
friend.
Synchronicity, right.
Let us go to Lori in Ontario, Canada. Lori, welcome to the show. You are on with us. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you guys tonight?
All is well. Thanks, Lori.
Good. Since the end of August, I was awakened, and the Lord has been giving me a lot of messages. He's also told me who I am. But the reason everything is happening right now is because the world is overwhelmed with evil, and they can't let it shift to that. It has to end before then. What is now was also before and shall be again, is their message. We are the ones of everlasting light. We are the sun, and the Lord dwells under the sun. He is love and life. We are not to pray under the moon, because we are ones of light, and it only gives the others strength. We're not to speak of the others either. Do you feel any energy right now?
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've been told who I am, and I'm kind of in shock about it, too. I've always known that I was different. I used to fly as a child, and I learned that I couldn't tell people that.
What do you mean fly? Fly where?
I was, you know, off.
Fly in your astral body?
Pardon?
Fly in your astral body, you mean?
Yes. I've always known I had a great spirit and that I was different. Mm-hmm. And I'm number two. He has called me even to your show one time and turned on my radio. And I looked at the clock, and that's how he
impressive.
Called me.
I like that. If I could get him to do it to millions more, we'll really be rocking and rolling. You never know when.
Lori,
go ahead.
Are you familiar with Akhenaten?
The lady released the beast.
That's go ahead, Wynn. Go ahead. Yeah, Lori, I'm not sure she's listening.
It's interesting because we have I have a workshop on my front page called The Egyptian Connection. There was this Egyptian pharaoh that turned Egypt upside down and I got to say this fast. Basically, the sun was a radiant energy that was connected to higher sources. The moon was a reflective energy from the sun. And so the sun is far more powerful than the moon. And Akhenaten outlawed all the religions in Egypt and said there was only one God. And if you know, in Egypt they talk about Amun Ra, right? Amun Ra, that's the moon, Amun, moon. And he changed his name from Amenhotep to Akhenaten. And there was a whole bunch of stuff that connected our work to Egypt. It's on the Egyptian Connection on my homepage. If anyone has a connection with Egypt, it'll probably blow their mind. And but are you familiar with that, Lori?
She's gone.
Okay.
Mike is in Russellville, Arkansas now. Hey, Michael, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, good top of the morning to you, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I would just like to classify my questions beforehand. I was raised Catholic. I consider myself a recovering Catholic. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Too many shades of Christianity. However, my question is, in your opinion, with all of the lunacy going on in this country and around the world, do you consider that an action of what you call the negative groups of energy, or is it just our own human stupidity?
Well, an interesting
maybe both. Go ahead, Wynn.
An interesting thing that was in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And they said the negative is just an expression of the negative we have inside of us. And if we stop projecting that negative out into the world, the negative would lose its power. And that's what the Ra group said in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And and the Elohim said, if enough people ask, we can help. So there is a kind of energetic battle going on between negative service to self and positive service to others. And it's anything can happen. The big thing is to realize that your energy makes a difference. When you can hold positive energy and not be in judgment to the negative, that's the trick. Don't judge the negative. I mean, it's horrible. We know it's horrible, but you can't fight it. It's too powerful. So you have to hold your energy above it, and that's the way more people do that, and suddenly the whole world shifts to a more positive world.
So who created the Anunnaki, Wynn?
Who created the Anunnaki?
They made us. Who made them?
Well, I have to try to give the ... answer here. You know, I have five different calls we did on our conference calls about this, okay? But the ... answer is the Elohim created the universe, and they created DNA. They talk about it in my book, the Creator God book. They talk about miracles. They talk about death. There's so many interesting things in there from their perspective. And then some of them came into this realm and got stuck here. The Elohim did. And there was a period of time where the celestial Elohim was working with the stuck Elohim and using the Elohim that was stuck here to help seed planets, work with DNA. The Anunnaki was derivative of that. Then what happened is they decided to go on their own, and they didn't want to answer to the celestial Elohim. And it's more pleasant being in this realm when you have slaves, when you have everyone doing things for you. So this is, the in-your-face explanation of the fallen angels, okay?
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. So that's how they got started.
All right, let's go to Monticello, Iowa. Shirley's turn on Coast to Coast. Shirley, you're on with Wynn Free. Go ahead.
Hey, it's a wonderful day, and it's a wonderful time to speak to somebody that's such a great artist. Okay,
yes,
Mr.
he is.
Wynn Free. Yes, he is. And Mr. Wynn Free?
Yeah.
I have been in three bands. I played instruments. I've been on stage since I've been 5 years old. We started in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We started the Ziegfeld Follies, and nobody believed us. 60 of us it took. I was asked, because I was a thespian in dramatics in high school, and I was asked by my director, who was my director for the Follies in Cedar Rapids at the Paramount Theater Building, if I can help, because Cedar Rapids was falling apart. So I said, okay, so what we can do? He said, we're going to bring the directors from New York, and we want you to help us get this production started. So I did, and I was a centerline chorus girl. Yeah, I go in my dreams, I fly. But, I know my music. I can write music. I've written some pieces myself. And yet, I was in a number of bands. I'm not going to say the station. We went to take our tape there, and he refused to do it because they wanted money. And he refused to let us run our tapes. And I talked to another individual that I've been in a band with, and I started, and he said, yep. Yeah, it takes a lot of money to get that tape played. How did you get your tape played by disc jockey? That's all I want to know.
Well, you know, now it's illegal to take any money to play anything. That's unbelievable. Go ahead, Wynn.
Right now, there's some amazing things happening in music. It's totally shifted. There's something called Music X-Ray, and you can submit. So you have to pay for it, though. But you don't pay the station. You pay them to do a submission, and they send your tape out. It's not a lot, $10, $15. And look it up, Music X-Ray, okay?
music X-ray.
Yeah. In other words, it's a liaison from people that have power positions who are making decisions and the grassroots artists. And people keep getting songs recorded. They have people in movies looking for songs. Of course, you have to come to the place. Well, the hardest thing is to make a good demo so it sounds good.
Yep.
Because you can have a great song, but if you don't have a good demo, chances are people aren't going to get it, you know?
I agree. Jim's in British Columbia, Canada now. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay, Jim. Good.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty neat. Anyways, I just want to have a conversation with your guest there.
Sure. He's waiting. Here he is.
I just want to say that back when I was 21 years old, when I first realized how I started channeling the spirit of Jim Morrison, when I first seen the movie The Doors, and you know, I've always been told I look like him, I have Jim Morrison's personality, that kind of stuff. And after I seen the movie, the switch came on inside me. It's like I was watching myself on screen. And my whole life since I was 21, now I'm 42, I've become that. I've become Jim in so many ways. I sing. I have his voice. I've started writing poetry. I played in many Doors trivia bands. And I'm just wondering, is he trying to tell me something? Is he trying to locate through me? Does he want me to keep his music alive? Like, what's going on there?
It's possible. I wouldn't know that for sure. If you start listening to our calls and you come in on a Wednesday, you could ask if he's working with you. I mean, we get some crazy answers when we ask those questions. But don't do it one time. Get the feeling of my sources and how it feels to connect with them so you're comfortable. Because sometimes it's best not to know and leave it as a mystery.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well,
I'd like to know everything. But that's me.
The reason is because you're supposed to be evolving and your life is supposed to be a mechanism that causes you to grow and expand. Sometimes when you know things for sure, like let's suppose you knew a past life where you were famous, or let's suppose you met a woman that you were married to, knowing that would block your progression of developing a relationship in this lifetime, which is really a blank slate. So it's not good to know things until you're ready. And when people ask questions to our sources on a Wednesday night, they are very wise in how they're usually very wise about how they give information like that. Okay? So that's why. Does that make sense to you?
It does to me.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, let's go next to Andre, Fresno, California. Andre, take it away.
How you doing, sir? First, if I can give a shout out to Bill Ryan and Carrie Cassidy. Also,
sure.
Also appreciate the work they do. And getting right to it, monks have reported that chi can heal any illness to the body by realigning energy, right parts to the body. So I believe in the pure energy, good guys, theory of projection healing, because
yep.
They can send their pure energy to the body. Also, William Wright, the blue cells of organ energy consumes health. His difference between me is I do believe in sexual healing energy, and that's because of Kama Sutra and mantra. And I believe vessels we need to be a little careful for. I believe that when the sun rays hit the moon rays, it actually converts and becomes a little bit different. This is why we have helium-3. And I also believe that back in ancient times, it's possible that they banished some of these spirits. Some of them were jinn, with the exceptions of some people like Indians and Mayans and even Greeks, Delphi, they talked to some of their spirits who actually gave them help. And in the Bible, some spirits did bad things, and the reason why they were probably banished seems to be because they were doing bad things. And eventually, is there going to be a coalition to make sure, because we seem to be being re-educated about good spirits, what they're doing, and bad spirits, and what they're doing as tricksters and such, and also wanting to forcefully take over bodies instead of being asked and helping and leaving when they need to be, not just being here all day because they have to be or they just want to. And seemingly we would have to be ready to send them back to wherever they came if they don't respect life, as well as we need to respect them.
Well, let's see what we have here, Wynn. First of all, this group that has been coming to you, Mr. Free, the Elohim, are you 100% sure that they're on the up and up and they're the good guys?
You know what? I am. But I still have to be vigilant because I have to make sure that it doesn't switch, okay? Do you follow? This is the trick about channeling. I have watched it with a really fine-tooth comb. And when I tell people, usually, you know, when I came on your show originally, I don't even tell people, don't believe they're the Elohim. Just check it out. Feel the energy. You know, Jesus said, by your works you shall be known. Right? And I think that is as good a reference for how to determine some things as any. Because the negative aspect is creating followers, creating cults, having people give you lots of money, making people, you know, adulate you. And it's like, I'm not saying that some people don't respond to me that way because they're having such an awesome experience. But I have no intent of creating that experience. And you just have to listen to the Elohim, because we've been doing it now for 10 years. And Terry has extremely loving, wanting to serve people. She has no self-aggrandizement.
Well, that's the way to do it. Wynn, thank you so much. Wynn's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Nathan Staton, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.